Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, Disney made a little whoopsie today and accidentally put some Magic Band Plus out on the shelves at World of Disney in Disney Springs, and some people were able to purchase them, which doesn't make any sense to me why that device would, you know, if they put it out on the shelf, that's one thing, but to have the ability for the people to ring them up and sell them a month or so ahead of time is crazy. But so some people bought these Magic Band Plus that don't actually do anything, and they look pretty nice. I kind of like this LED little ring they have.
I like the LED. So all that were released were just like the solid colors, right?
Right.
That's all that I've seen. And I like the LED ring, but okay. So I guess a solid color Magic Band now sets you back $20, right?
Right.
So I don't know. I could see dropping the extra $10 to go with the plus version of it, I guess. Though that is a 50% increase, and then you've got a family of four, and that's $40 extra. So because this doesn't work yet, we don't know. Like, we've been told by Disney what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, that's going to have haptic feedback and let you do different experience and gesture recognition, whatever the heck that means. Maybe some of that would be worth it, but I don't know. Like, I keep going back and forth in my head. Now, I will say that looking at this doesn't make me say, yeah, no, on the whole Apple Watch thing, let me go back to Magic Bands.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm still pretty confidently in the Magic Mobile camp. But if I was going to get a Magic Band, maybe I would get one of these.
I am still very much in the I'm not interested in a Magic Band when I can just use my watch that I'm going to have anyway. But I think that this looks pretty nice. And now that we can actually see them in real life on a, you know, video that someone's shooting with their phone and not in a press photo or video or whatever, I think it looks good. I think it looks nice. And the gesture stuff is interesting because, you know, they have gesture stuff over in Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley in Universal. And it's really bad. Like, the ability for you to, like, take your wand and flick your wand a certain way to do stuff doesn't work well. And so I don't know what kind of gesture stuff that Disney is doing, or if anything is actually gesture activated. Will be interesting to find out. But I do like that. So the one thing that intrigues me about these that might change my mind if this comes to be anything real is the fact that they will vibrate when you're around something that can activate with a Magic Band Plus. And why that interests me is to kind of give you some context in Ocarina of Time, the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, you get the Stone of Agony, which
Nerd.
Basically, yeah, I know, which basically makes the rumble pack on the Nintendo 64 rumble whenever you're near an item that you need or a location. And if it, depending on what the range is on this, if I could be 10, 20 feet away from a Magic Band Plus point and have it start to vibrate and let me know, like, hey, you're near something, that could be kind of fun. You know, if you have to be within a foot of it for it to vibrate, that's not really anything. But if you were able to be within 10 or 20 feet of something and have it vibrate, and then you could kind of use it as a hide-and-seek type of thing. Or a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, do you want me to nerd out for you a little bit, too? So I can also be a nerd, because actually, you just turned me back around when you reminded me that there would be stuff that I could interact with only if I had the Magic Band Plus. Now I'm actually kind of going, do I need to get a Magic Band again? Because, like, I like Magic Mobile, but I can't do, you know, the random little interactions that they're going to have unless I have a Magic Band Plus.
And it does look like the all of the lights and buttons and everything are in the puck. So if the puck part is removable in the same way that the Magic Band puck is removable, you can just put it on your watch band.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what I would want to do. But for the nerding out part, this is going to sound really weird. I've been playing Psychonauts recently, and there is a portion of that game where you take out a tool in order to find things that are hidden under the ground. And as you get closer, it's your controller starts vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer you are, the quicker the vibrations come.
Okay.
So, you know, it might be, and that's how you know you're right on top of something. Something like that kind of built into this would be fun. I think
that would be a selling point.
Now, the thing is, like, 2 days later, you could, you know, go to any your favorite Disney news source. Not us. We're not a Disney news source. We're just two random dudes who talk. But your favorite Disney news source and get, you know, all the Disney all the Magic Band Plus locations revealed.
Yeah, you get the game facts walkthrough of Magic Band Plus.
yeah. So you could ruin it for yourself pretty quickly. But no, things like that could be fun. I don't know that I want to, and I guess it's going to be a while before I visit, so we'll have some time because what I've seen is June is when this is actually coming out.
Yeah, June 2022. Right?
Yeah, and so there will be time before my next visit because I just don't want to buy in on a technology. Like, I don't want to buy in on Glow with the Show Ears V2.0.
Right. And I'll say, like, they have those 50th anniversary statues around, and apparently those are going to be interaction points. But I'll be interested to know, are those the only ones? And is this Magic Band Plus going to kind of end up being, in the same way that Glow with the Show was very temporarily a thing, is this going to be like a 50th deal? And once the 50th goes away and they take those golden statues out of the parks, does this kind of fall by the wayside too?
Right.
And that's why, because I don't know if we've gotten official pricing, but I've seen like rumored pricing of like $30-$35, right?
Yeah, $29.99 is supposedly the official pricing for the solid color.
So that's really cheap.
Magic Bands.
That's really cheap. That's cheap compared to what we were talking about, you know, in the past. So I don't know if they've decided to make it this cheap because after the 50th, it's not really going to be a thing anymore or what.
But I guess even then, like, most likely it will still be a Magic Band, right? It just won't.
Right.
Like, a lot of the plus functionality will probably go away. And I think it's worth noting that, you know, $30 for the normal version. What is the price on like the limited edition Magic Bands? Is it 35? Okay, so then that becomes what, $44.99? If we assume that same 10, though, I don't know. They could also just go all the way up to, you know, $54.99 because the special ones are super special, and that's the ones that I'm going to want.
Right. Well, it depends, I guess, if they go into like multicolored LEDs and stuff like that. Because I guess we don't really know what the LED story on these are. If they're all multicolored or what.
Yeah, we don't know anything yet. I mean, ultimately, other than a couple of people have got them, they look pretty cool. I do like. If you're gonna stay with a Magic Band, I think maybe the Magic Band Plus isn't the worst way to go because rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Like,
but
that's
also that
pretty
that
cool.
indicates that you're gonna have to remember to charge this thing. Like, how long does the battery last?
Right, and how would you know when the battery's getting low? Because it's not like it's got a display.
You know, so your phone, you charge that every day. Your watch, charge that every day. A Kindle, which lasts a week or two, that's like the worst amount of time for a battery to last, because it's long enough that, yeah, it's super convenient, but it's so long.
But you're definitely going to forget.
Forget about it, and then you pick it up and it's dead. So, yeah, I don't know. I wonder how long the batteries on these things will last. And I suppose it will have a lot to do with how much time you spend interacting with, you know, these random points.
Right.
And how much it has to vibrate and stuff. But that'll be something to look at, how long the battery lasts.
It's kind of like how your Apple Watch the first week only seemed like it got 8 hours of charge.
Yeah.
And it's because you constantly had the screen open doing things, and then when you relegated it to just being your watch, suddenly you got a lot more battery life out of it.
Yeah, once it's not new anymore.
Right. But I feel like, is there anything else we want to cover from the Magic Man Plus side of things?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I want to get into this was put out a month early.
Yeah.
That's
a pretty major
blunder.
How does
that happen? Yeah, it was gonna. They just had these sitting in the back a month before they were supposed to be put out. Maybe to, I don't know, but like everybody says June, which sounds like a month early. So number one, how are they in the back that early? Number two, how did the POS allow them to be purchased?
So I did this with the Nintendo DS Lite. I don't know if you remember. Way back in the day, in like 2008, I think, the DS Lite came out, and I saw one at Walmart, and I tried to buy it. I got the guy to like get it out of the case, and I got to the register, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a DS Lite a week early. This is amazing. And the register flashed street date on the screen, and I was like, dang it, I didn't get it. So even if the employee didn't realize, like, hey, you're not allowed to sell this thing, the register, the POS system said, hey, the street date on this isn't another week. You can't sell this item. And I would think Disney has a pretty advanced POS system that should be able to say, hey, these Magic Bands aren't out yet. Do not ring this up.
I think what you meant to say there is, I would have thought Disney had an advanced POS system that would be capable of catching this. Because, yeah, I basically had a similar experience at Walmart where I was trying to buy something that it was something random where they had decided to change the price or something, but it literally just would not ring up. And they're like, it looks like this got recalled, and so we can't ring it up. And I'm like, no, it didn't. And sure enough, like a week later, it was there, and the price had gone up $30 or something like that, and suddenly it was not recalled. But I don't blame the employee for that. All they knew is it did the would not ring up thing, which has, I'm sure in the past, has meant recall for them. So they're like, I don't know, recall. But their system was capable of doing that. And yet again, Disney said, like, how is that so easy for failure to happen?
Yeah.
You know, or hey, Jeremy. Welcome to Brad's Tinfoil Hat Corner. Does Disney mean for these to get out?
I don't know. They've pulled them all back off the floor.
But not till after all of the, you know, diehards and a lot of the, you know, Disney blogs and stuff like that got their hands on them, so that everybody could suddenly remember that Disney had these new Magic Bands coming out.
Could be.
I don't know, man. The truth is out there or something like that. That's a thing, right? Yeah, we're gonna say that's a thing. I don't know, you've now made me want a Magic Band Plus, Jeremy. And yes, the pucks are removable, so I totally expect there to be a puck holder for my watch. This, dang it, I could have sworn after the last visit I was all in on Magic Band Mobile, but all you have to do is tell me that I get some totally meaningless extra with it, and I'm thinking about spending $30, or no, I'm thinking about spending $45 because I'm going to have one of the cool ones.
Well, we got a much more concrete announcement this week from Tokyo Disney, and they are going to basically redo their entire Tomorrowland. They're going to basically refresh the entire thing, and they're going to completely demolish their Space Mountain and rebuild it. And this concept art looks incredible. It's still Space Mountain, but it is so, it's like if Space Mountain and Tron had a building baby. And this would be what it would look like. I mean, this looks great. I am so excited to see what they do, because right now all of the Tomorrowlands, minus Shanghai's, are basically, you know, they're very similar. And this would set Tokyo Disneyland's Tomorrowland way apart. This looks awesome. I cannot say enough great things about this. I am so looking forward to this. They said that in 2024 they will shut down Space Mountain and Tomorrowland, and then they'll be completely done with everything by 2027. So in 3 years, not only are they going to refresh their whole Tomorrowland, but they're going to completely demolish Space Mountain and rebuild it.
So are they taking the building down to the ground, or are they like taking everything out of it, and are they keeping the bones basically?
They are redoing the track. So as far as I know, a former Imagineer has said on Twitter, like the day that this came out, he said they're going to completely demolish it. Everything will be redone. There will be not one piece of the old Space Mountain there.
That's wild.
3 years.
How long have they been building Tron?
4 years.
And they didn't have a building to knock down first, right?
Right.
I mean, they did have to build a base for it and everything. So I am like totally on board for this. And my reasoning behind being on, because, you know, Brad doesn't like change. That's a fair point to make about Brad. Brad doesn't like change. But Brad also doesn't like repeated rides.
Right.
And while Tokyo did have a different Space Mountain, I honestly don't have any super big attachment to Tokyo Space Mountain. I have ridden it, but, you know, as far as like the building and everything, it is basically, you know, the same one that we have at Disneyland and at Walt Disney World. Like, I do realize it's not exactly the same, but it is very similar to those two parks, and now it can have its own. You know, I love the Space Mountain at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
Because they did a whole different thing with that. It looks like it was the design was informed by Space Mountain, but it is a unique take on Space Mountain, and that's what we're going to get with this new look for Tokyo Disneyland. So
yeah,
I'm also completely on board. I also like the look of the refurb of the land surrounding Space Mountain that they've shown off. Like it gives me similar vibes to the Epcot 2023, you know, or
That's exactly what I was about to say. So last week when we were talking about Connection Cafe and saying that was something that would fit into Future World but not Tomorrowland, this Tomorrowland feels a lot like a Future World Tomorrowland hybrid, because It has the glowy kind of test tracky, you know, futurism, but it still feels like that retro futurism that is, you know, what Tomorrowland is built on. And so this just feels really, it feels like an evolution of the retrofuturism that Tomorrowland and Space Mountain, you know, were based on. And I really like that instead of like what they're doing at Walt Disney World, where they're building Tron as kind of this more sleek, more futuristic, modern design, they're kind of taking that at Tokyo and saying, yeah, okay, we like the way that Tron canopy looks. We're just going to kind of build Space Mountain into that. Or we're going to build that into Space Mountain and make it into this really cool, really modern futurism kind of building.
Yeah, and it definitely continues to fit in with that retro futuristic aesthetic. I mean, I don't know how much it fits into like the '60s, but it's totally the '80s, because this gives me big Flight of the Navigator vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Or something
yes.
like that.
Yes. Especially that little weird cube on the concept art on the left. There's like a cube that's like half inside the ground.
Oh,
it looks like maybe
yeah.
That's
yeah.
very '80s. Very Flight of the yeah. Navigator.
So I am 100% on board with something like this. I don't want them to replace every Space Mountain with this.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, I still want Disneyland to have their Space Mountain.
Disneyland still, Space Mountain is perfect. I don't think they should ever change that one, because that is a perfect roller coaster, in my opinion. I love Disneyland Space Mountain. That was really fun. Walt Disney World needs a new track.
Well, they could get a new track, right? Could they just ship the track after they pull it out at Tokyo? They'd have
Tokyo's
to buy it
old
from,
one good?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, probably. Maybe OLC would give it to them for $100 or something.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they could trade it for what, development work from Imagineering
yeah.
on the new one that they're getting or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I would like to see some updates done to Magic Kingdom. But the thing there is, like, I don't know. Part of me wants to say all that they would do is give us DLP or Tokyo's new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they just gave Tokyo a totally original light. But at the same time, that's OLC, right?
But they can't do this in Magic Kingdom. They can't build this Space Mountain because it would look dumb next to Tron. This looks too much like Tron for them to add it to Magic Kingdom.
I don't know. They could make the argument that this is the natural progression of,
well,
you know, they're just transitioning everything in Tomorrowland into that new aesthetic.
So I've never been to Tokyo. Is there Tomorrowland shaped like the Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom?
I mean, I don't know about shaped, but similar aesthetic.
But what I'm saying is there's a lot of buildings in Magic Kingdom that don't match that aesthetic. You know,
yeah.
And that would be a huge construction project to like make the People Mover look like that. The whole thing's got a canopy over it. Like that would just be a big job to make all of Magic Kingdom's Tomorrowland look this way.
So I'm going to send you an image that you will then be responsible for putting into the show notes. So I just shared an image with you. Tokyo has a very similar aesthetic to Magic Kingdom, I think, in a lot of ways.
Definitely.
So they're willing to plop it down there.
Yeah.
And
see,
ultimately,
that building,
they're already willing to plop down Tron at Tomorrowland, right?
That building would look stupid if you didn't modify any of the other stuff. Which is what I'm saying about Magic Kingdom. Like, if you just threw this Space Mountain into this picture you just sent me of Tokyo, it would look dumb. So you have to change the rest of Tomorrowland, which they've said they had, or they've said they will. But when it comes to Walt Disney World, I don't know. Yeah, if they want to go that route, then they're going to have to like modify Carousel of Progress and the People Mover and the, you know, all of the other quick service places, and like to make something that's this wild fit in there would just be such, so much work that I don't know. And
yeah. And I guess my other question is then how much of Tomorrowland can you change in 3 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, at Walt Disney World, not much.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm talking TDL now, or, you know, TDR now.
OLC seems to be able to do it quickly. If they think they're going to do this in 3 years and have the whole project done, which I did Google Translate this page, and it does say the completion will be 2027 and that Space Mountain will close 2024. So they think they can do it.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
Yeah, Walt always said that, right?
That's the way I understand it. That's definitely a Waltism.
Is this picture you just sent, is this one also Tokyo?
Yeah, that's Tokyo.
Oh, so they've even got palm trees.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I'm going to be really interested to see how palm trees fit in with that aesthetic.
Maybe they'll change them to metal palm trees.
Ooh, metal palm. And maybe they could make the leaves. Dude, the concept art totally has those palm trees in it. Look at the bottom of the concept art. It's there. You see these.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So no, they're not changing any of that. Man, I was so looking forward to those metal palm trees, maybe with like the leaves being like solar panels or something.
Yeah. With little fiber optics on them or something. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some little metal coconuts.
Okay.
On them,
well, this picture is interesting because this gives you some context about what, like, this is this is the perspective that you'll have. Right. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to look totally different. That courtyard out there with all the canopies and stuff over it, if they're going to take all those out and put this set piece in the middle, that's going to look totally different.
Yeah, well, let's wait, Jeremy, for you to say it's a horrible idea.
No, I don't think it's a horrible idea. I think it looks great. I think it looks great here.
You just said you could. I could have sworn you just told me that we couldn't plop down that building.
Yes, I still stand by. If they plop this building down and don't do anything to the surrounding area, that's going to look stupid and bad.
Okay, so
my hope is that they're not going to do that.
In Magic Kingdom, if you were to plop this building down, how far are you saying that all of Tomorrowland would need to be changed? Like, how much of, or are we saying like the stage where they have the Incredibles dance party over would have to be changed?
I think you'd have to change most of it.
But why doesn't Tron require that?
Because Tron is not right there. Tron, okay, so imagine you're standing by the entrance to the People Mover. Tron, from there, if you're looking at Space Mountain, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have a hard time sometimes of like spatially,
I'm sorry,
spatially guesstimating where things are going to be, but I think if you're standing at the entrance to the People Mover, like right at the bottom of the speed ramp,
right,
looking at Space Mountain, Tron
speed
is
speed ramp. That's the name I couldn't come. That's the word I couldn't come up with the other day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tron is behind Space Mountain from that point of view, from that perspective. Is that right?
Ish.
Or slightly to the left?
I mean, from the entrance to the speed ramp, it's you would be able to see it from there. It's not like it's going to be hidden from it or anything, I don't think.
I just think from my memory.
Right.
Tron is far enough removed that it looks like something interesting in the distance. And Space Mountain is such a set piece. It's right there. That if Space Mountain was themed in a way that clashed with Tomorrowland. It would be much worse than having Tron more or less clash with the theme of Tomorrowland. Because I do think Tron kind of does clash in Walt Disney World, because it is very modern, futuristic. I feel like in Walt Disney World, Space Mountain, in Tomorrowland at least, Space Mountain sets the theme, and because of that, the rest of Tomorrowland fits into the theme of Space Mountain, basically. And mm-hmm. and in turn, you know, then Space Mountain fits into the theme of Tomorrowland. And so changing Space Mountain in Walt Disney World's Tomorrowland without then changing the rest of Tomorrowland just throws everything out of whack. And I may be putting way too much importance on Space Mountain at that point, but I think that's what I'm trying to say, is it really doesn't matter if you add something, because Space Mountain is the theme setter. And as long as Space Mountain fits in, everything else fits in its own way.
So what they need to do is they need to come up with something that fits with either theme, and then change everything else to that, and then change Space Mountain.
Sure. Yeah.
So there you go, Disney. We solved that problem for you. You're welcome. And
all your R&D was free.
That's right. Feel free to send your checks. It ain't free, bud.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, I'll edit that out.
I ain't just giving this anyway. Giving this away. Yeah, you can send all your checks to me.
Let me get it clean. All your R&D was $10,000 per minute per person. Okay, I'll add that in so that legally we can charge them.
And now, prepare for us to replay this entire episode, because if I'm getting $10,000 per minute, bud, we're going to go long.
Isn't Space Mountain great?
That's going to be great for people who are listening at double X speed or are listening with the silence removal turned on. They're going to be like, why did Jeremy say that at normal speed? Yeah, replay with your silence removal turned off, and he says that really, really slow.
That was the only regular speed thing they've said this whole episode.
Right.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.